wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, pa-la-la.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump pushing back against impeachment at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Any Democrat that votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career.
The House Judiciary Committee meets this evening to debate and possibly amend two articles of impeachment.
Those two articles include abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, tied to allegations the president withheld security aid to Ukraine in an attempt to force politically motivated investigations. The sessions considering impeachment will continue tomorrow morning and could conclude with a vote to set up a full House vote on impeachment within days.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Pentagon's ordered a review of vetting procedures for international military trainees. A Saudi pilot shot and killed three American sailors at a base in Pensacola, Florida last Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do an oily race.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
Ooh. We'll goose a friend and tell the manager, piss him off and send him on his way. Have a toast to laugh at his anger, be swift, song away.
You're fired!
Beer for you and for me and stories for us to share.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on Cubicle Square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that, it's posted on the internet.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah! You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
And right back at you. There'll be none of that kind of behavior tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It's the happy hour Christmas party tonight right after the show. And I know this, LaDonna Brooks and the amazing Rosie have been busy getting things ready for that. We hope you come and join us. at 6:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yesterday morning at this hour, we were enjoying 70 degrees. This morning, it is 40 degrees with a wind chill factor of 35. What a change in reality, if my math is correct. That's a 30-degree temperature change. I think that is correct. Breezy cool today, a little brisk. The chance of showers is actually exiting the area. There's still some showers in South Alabama. North winds at 10 to 15 and gusting to 20 today with a high around 56. That'll add a little bite to the air. Clear, cold, 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid-50s again. Could be an isolated shower later in the day, but a better chance of rain Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system moves out of the Gulf and drenches the area. Over the weekend, I think we're dry in the 60s, and then a better chance of a strong system with a cold front approaching Monday night into Tuesday. Right now, this morning, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour, 40 degrees, wind chill factor 33 at 6:05.
Good morning.
Wakey, wakey.
Sorry, that's how I wake up.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
Oh, Lord, it's only Wednesday.
Hey, it's Wednesday.
Okay, we get it.
That's it? You don't have anything else to say to me today?
No, I do not.
Really?
Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
You're going to make me say this, aren't you?
Showtime.
It is showtime. Let's get this thing going, shall we? We have a really interesting, most electrifying moment coming up right after the Williams Hall Wake Up.
Okay.
Which also features a football film on the New England Patriots and their latest deal.
That should be entertaining.
It's interesting. It's like sports and news are in competition to see who can dig up the most scandals these days. We'll also have the most mispronounced words of 2019, the worst movies of the decade. Give you a chance to think about what might be on the top of that list.
Oh, boy.
And all kinds of other crap. A great show prep that we have spent minutes, literally minutes, going through to bring to you on this Wednesday morning. And it is, I was just outside. I'll tell you what.
It's a difference, a change.
It's a bit nipply out.
It's a change of reality. Yeah. It is definitely different. Are you a relative, a distant relative of Derek Cole, by
any
chance?
Derek Cole? Yeah. No, I sure would like to be in the Cole family. $324 million over 9 years for a pitcher.
Yeah, that's $36 million a year?
Now, if he stays in the mode he was in last year and helps the Yankees, the whole idea, they're making this commitment for 9 years to win the World Series in 2020. And I think getting him gives him a great chance to do that. How he holds up is another story, because every pitcher is, you know, one pitch away from, you know.
9 years. How old is he now? Do you know?
He's 29.
29, right?
So, and there's no question the Yankees did not want to have to do that, but they're in the biggest market in America. Mm-hmm. They are the biggest revenue producer of all baseball teams, and their fans are saying, hey, you know, George would have gone and got this guy. George used to, he would pick all the shiny players up he could, you know, every offseason.
Sure.
And a lot of those are big mistakes, but they do need somebody like him who can. So maybe we'll see the Yanks and the Braves in the World Series.
They have mighty deep pockets. Braves are doing all right in the offseason as far as their moves. But nothing like that one, though. Nothing like that.
If the Braves can get Donaldson back, they're going to be in really good shape. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
I think so.
No doubt about it.
I think you're right.
And we hope that you, thank you for tolerating our baseball talk.
Boring!
Well, it isn't to us, okay? Every once in a while, we got to cross the line. It's not like we have a football team, sadly, playing for a national championship or anything.
I know. It is so wild that we don't have the number one or number two team in Alabama this year.
It's almost like against the forces of nature, when you think about it. We got your local news at 6:09, the William Tell Wake Up, and then we're back with the most electrifying moment of the morning.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says that despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Anybody else got any complaints?
No.
Thank you.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's 6:11, and this is the Williamstown Wake Up.
Football Films presents Again. In a world where to be the best, you have to beat the best. And to stay the best, you have to cheat the best. One team emerges as the masters of gamesmanship. As the New England Patriots will learn, there comes a time in the life of every dynasty when it must fall. And perhaps it's the Patriots' time. From Spygate to Deflategate and Bob Kraft's Happy Ending Gate, New England has almost self-destructed more than once. And now, as Spygate 2 looms over the game of football, like time looms over Tom Brady, Patriots fans see another scandal and scream on high, again?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Thank you, Rusty Aldridge. At 614, I find this incredibly electrifying. A real estate firm. Real estate firm in Maryland called St. John Properties.
Okay.
Which employs 198 people, did a huge bonus deal this year at their holiday party on Saturday. founder announced everybody would be splitting a $10 million pool based on how many years they've been with the company. The average person got $50,000.
You're freaking kidding me.
Everybody freaked out. That's what they thought at first. He went on to explain the company doesn't work without its employees, and every single one of them deserved it. Here it is, that moment.
Everybody is important in this company, and everybody performs in this company. They really do. You're all participating in a bonus of $10 million.
It is life-changing.
It is. It's really amazing. Ed is so generous.
I steer the boat, but they're the ones that run the boat. They're the ones that make the boat go. Without the teams, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing.
Gee, the economy must be pretty good if companies can do that kind of bonus.
Have you sent that clip on to our boss?
No.
Okay.
But I am not afraid.
B-S.
I could start a rumor that he's going to open up the vending machine and let us all help ourselves.
Wow.
It's not his vending machine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind, John Gale. That won't be happening. That is pretty impressive. What's the biggest Christmas bonus you ever got? In radio, they're it's always nice to get anything. So this is not a
for us. 34 years of television, not one. Zero. But and not many in my life.
It kind of depends on the year. I don't want to name any names, but there was a certain period of time when we really struggled to survive.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
We noticed.
You weren't here before the Blue Water days.
Did you get one then?
No.
Oh. What I was going to say is the thing I got at a Christmas party that meant the most to me was an Employee of the Year award.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that meant a lot to me because...
They did those.
I don't know if you're aware, but when Rick first discussed bringing me up here, everybody told him not to do it. Big mistake. Can't trust the guy.
When he says everybody, he's not talking about people here, because none of us knew him.
Right.
He's talking about...
People that Rick knew.
Rick, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people involved at the upper levels of the company.
Not people here. We had no idea who this Greg Boodle.
And when I came in, I made a great first impression on Jay.
How do you work this thing?
Board.
It's like, how many years have you been at radio? I don't know how to work a board. Oh.
That kind
but
of
you radio. Learned. You learned.
Yes.
How you were. You were so against that stupid 360 machine that recorded phone calls, but then you learned. Yeah.
And then they bought me a new one when the first one burned out. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was my Christmas gift. It was in the studio one day with a big red bow. Yeah, learning how to run things, that's my gift. As we get ready for...
I mean, you are... I can't... The what is it? The student has outlearned the master, I suppose. Whatever the case, I can't do all of what you do over there. Remembering where those things are, what page they're on, and go that fast to do it. Nah, man. You've completely learned this thing, and mastered it, and it's fantastic.
So we're moving downstairs on January 1.
You know, I've got a lot going on in my life right now. I've got a dog going in for a major surgery on Friday, and I've got a daughter. I'm trying to, find her Christmas gift up here. And other stresses. Mm-hmm.
Is it lost, or are you actually just trying to find a gift?
No, I know what I'm going to get. It's just where I'm going to get it.
Okay.
That matters. And as far as Hershey's concerned, I don't have that. When to worry, you know when not to worry.
It sounds like the vet knows he can get this, or he wouldn't put.
Kate Armstrong wouldn't do that. He would not do that. And Hershey's in great health. He's
energetic,
spry as a puppy. Just he can drive you crazy at times with all his energy.
Right.
And he's asymptomatic of this tumor they found. So he's going to get it out and clean his teeth.
Oh, really? Do that in one visit? That's great.
So, and he has rebuilt Hershey's knees. Kate Armstrong has given Hershey a life. He's that good. I would trust nobody else. at Montgomery Vet. 19 minutes after 6, when you're ready for furniture, do what we did. We shopped Weiser and bought at Kaiser. You got such an enormous selection. You must be really tough to please if you can't find what you want there. Plus, you can open a Synchrony bank account and get 0% interest on your purchase and maybe do a little more without having to feel guilty about paying a monthly payment that has no interest attached to it. Stella's our contact person there. When you find what you want and pick it out, when they ring up the sale, you'll also be pleased to know you only pay 8.25% sales tax and not 10, because they're just beyond the reaches of the Montgomery tax tentacles. So get to Kaiser, see Stella and her team, wear comfortable shoes, there's a lot to see. Shop Weiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to Aushuck's Oyster Bar. So the wind chill's about 33?
Yeah.
You mind if I go down and check that real quick?
Yeah, do that with a jacket on, probably.
And we got the timeline next, and then our TV chat today is about
the most Christmassy movies.
Okay. It's all coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope that heater's working this morning. It is a chilly one out there. We are looking at the 31s right now. Prattville, coming in from Prattville, Wetumpka, Troy, 331 out of Central Alabama. All of those are light traffic this morning so far. The Boulevard, pretty light. We got some cars at the lights, but that's about it. I-65, 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents anywhere. It is still early. We're going to start building here in just a few minutes. We're going to see a lot of cars on the road. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning, all right? Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Only 14 days to Christmas. You have two more weeks to go. Just ignore the credit card and phone bills that you owe.
At 6:25 with the timeline for December 11th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right you are, Greg. It's the 345th day of the year. There are now 20 days remaining, and then this year is toast.
Oh!
Today is International Mountain Day. I don't know how you celebrate that, but it's to call attention. I don't think it's that kind of...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I don't think it's that kind of terrain.
Oh.
It's National Sobriety Day. I'll drink to that.
I've never heard of National Sobriety Day. Well, every day is sobriety day for me.
How do you celebrate? Hey, let's not have a drink right now.
Yeah, right?
Happy National Sobriety Day. 300 years ago today, in 1719, the first recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis took place in New England.
That must have freaked people out.
Well, as a matter of fact, the Puritans panicked. They were afraid it was a sign of Judgment Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know? 1777, General George Washington begins marching his 12,000 soldiers towards Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. We know that didn't go well. That's where they hung out for the winter. It was awful. 1936, after ruling for less than a year, Edward VIII becomes the first English monarch to voluntarily abdicate the throne. He chose to marry American divorcee Wallis Simpson. Boy, she was a piece of work. On the evening of December 11th, he gave that famous radio address.
I love.
Right. And his younger brother, the Duke of York, was proclaimed King George the VII. On this date, 78 years ago in 1941, Hitler declares war on the U.S. That was shortly after, of course, Pearl Harbor. 75 years ago in 1946, UNICEF is created, the International Children's Emergency Fund, in the aftermath of World War II. 68 years ago in 51, Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball. He retired after 2,214 career hits. Jolton Joe has left and gone away. On this date in 1964, bizarre way to die. Sam Cooke dead at the age of 33, suspicious circumstances after a motel manager shot and killed him, apparently in self-defense. There's still some question about that. He had a lot of hits. You Send Me, Chain Gang, Cupid. Sam Cooke died at 33. Now our song of the day, which comes from a novelty group that we were talking about yesterday from Ocala, Florida, called the Royal Guardsmen. In 66, they recorded a song in Tampa. I didn't mean to.
All right, take two.
I'm sorry. When
I saw your finger.
You did the thing,
I didn't do this. I did in Tampa.
Yeah. It was close enough.
Like give me the finger when you're ready.
Oh, you'll get the finger from me, all right. They took advantage of the popularity of the Peanuts characters, and they spoofed Snoopy with, you know, the song we all know, Snoopy versus Red Baron. So they came up with this follow-up hit, Christmas Time, 1967. Here's the finger, buddy. And the setting is Germany, World War I, Christmas, 1917, and the choir sings. Choir sings. Here we go. How about some Snoopy Christmas Royal Guardsmen this morning on the timeline?
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of his men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas. Bixby went up in search of his foe. Spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
By the way, he didn't ask for permission to do these Snoopy songs, but I think they reached some sort of financial agreement.
Could have been a different Snoopy, too.
This is true. Exactly. 39 years ago in 1980, I'll watch my cues tomorrow and make sure that I don't even brush my nose or anything like that.
I'm just on alert, man. I'm poised like a cat over a mouse.
You certainly are. 1980, the original Magnum P.I. debuted on CBS on this date. That's weird that they would debut in December.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? First
did your mom like
Selleck?
Selleck.
By that time, 1980, I had moved away and gone to college, and I'm not sure what mom was thinking about.
I'm remembering when I'd fly up from Florida to visit, always had Magnum on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think the women did like him. He still looks like he hasn't aged a great deal. He's aged well. 38 years ago, 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his 61st and final fight, losing to Trevor Burbick, the greatest finish with his career, 56-5, with 37 knockouts. It was 19 years ago today in 2000, Alex Rodriguez agreed to a $252 million baseball deal with the Rangers. We know there'll never be a bigger one, right?
Yeah, until last night.
Yeah. Jeez. 2009 on this date, Tiger Woods announced that he's taken an indefinite leave of golf to try to save his marriage to Ellen Nordridge. Of course, that didn't work. They divorced the next year, and he still isn't back to the top of his game yet. 9 years ago today, 2010, Cam Newton won the Heisman Trophy as an Auburn Tiger. 2015, Playboy magazine publishes its last nude issue featuring Pamela Anderson. However, in 2017, they changed their mind.
And yeah, because nobody cared.
Apparently, the articles were not enough.
What is their problem? Why do they think that? Who talked them into that? You know, you'd be much better off when you get rid of the naked lady.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Do cruise pictures. Actor writer Strong is 40. He was Sean on Boy Meets World. Jermaine Jackson, Tito's brother, is 65.
Jeez.
Terry Garr. What knockers is 72.
I have that. You should have told me.
So go ahead. Give me Terry Garr. What knockers? This is from Young Fun.
Knockers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank
that
you,
was
doctor.
Such a well played scene in the movie.
Young Frankenstein. Yeah. Brenda Lee is still coming on strong. She's 75. She also did the forgettable Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, which all you got to do is have one big Christmas hit, and it never goes away. So in the middle of the night, I read that it was David Gates' birthday from Bread at the age of 79. So what did I do? For about 2 or 3 hours, I'm listening to songs from Bread in the middle of the night. Rita Moreno is 88 today. We're 14 days, 2 weeks from today from Christmas, 20 days to New Year's Eve. MLB pitchers and catchers report in 63 days. That gives us hope. And the first day of spring is 81 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now here's the favorite.
He might even use some four-letter words or get into a fight.
One of our listeners sent me a Giphy yesterday from a mall where a guy had been waiting to pull into a space because a truck was backing out. Truck backs out, and a lady comes in from another side in a two-seat convertible and steals the space that he's been waiting for. So she gets out, goes into the store. He gets out, goes into her car, stands up, and takes a leak right into it. I was cheering him on. Anybody have that happen?
Have we all had that happen? Where some chump
Absolutely. Another thing that happens in malls, you got people that throw their doors open so they can get their girth out the door. And we call them the dingbats because they leave dings. Yeah. Ding fries are done, dingbats with your car.
This is why I park so far away.
Yes.
Where would you take your car if you
had to? In fact, I recommend, you know, when I talk about Jack Ingram, get something nice. And you lose weight because you want to park it away from the people.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You know, you walk a little further. It's good exercise. You win all the way around. But if that car does get damaged by an inconsiderate parker next to you.
I think I know where you're going here.
Yeah. Or you get bumped from behind. Whatever it is. If your car's in an accident, the best choice for repairing that vehicle after the paperwork and everything else.
Would that be Montgomery Paint and Body?
It would, Rich. Yeah. It would. Woodridge.
Woodridge.
That sounds like a place you'd live.
Yeah, it was.
I live in Woodridge.
Or Woodridge.
Remember the Woodridge earthquake?
The big one, yeah, back in 94. MPB, just to give you an example of how well-respected they are within not only the auto repair business, but the insurance business. One of our largest insurers in America. Big, big company. My insurance company, in fact. When Chandra had the little scrape up, when I was talking to the adjuster, where do you want to take your car? I said, Montgomery Paint and Body. And, oh, good. I mean, that was the specific reaction because they know they're going to get their money.
Oh, sure.
I hate to use the term more bang for your buck, but more bang for your buck there. So, and their goal with each and every car is to present it back to the customer looking as good as new, maybe better. And they do it time after time, day after day, and year after year, 35 years worth of integrity. At MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W is the number.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It rained in the middle of the night, and my ground was wet when I did my morning video around 4 o'clock this morning, but now the showers have moved into southeast Alabama around Enterprise, Op, and Duluth. And for us, I think the rain is over. Breezy, cool day today. Lots of sunshine later. North winds at 10 to 15, gusting to around 20. Today's high, only 56. What a change from 75 yesterday, huh? Clear, cold, 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high in the mid-50s again. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon shower. Better chance of rain Thursday night into Friday. Weekend looks dry and fairly mild, mid-60s. And then the next big deal is that cold front that moves closer on Monday night brings in some storms, maybe some strong storms, and then a big temperature drop as we get into late Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, a week before Christmas. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour, making that 40-degree temperature feel more like 33. That's the wind chill factor at 637.
Traffic and then TV time coming up next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, chilly day out there, and we are beginning to load up on the highways. We're seeing a lot more cars out of Wetumpka on 231. Also, Troy Highway beginning to pick up a little bit. 31 out of Prattville. I-65 and 85 doing a brisk business this morning. We're seeing a few cars on the Atlanta Highway headed inbound this morning, but still, we're fairly light out there. We have no accidents anywhere. Turn that heater on, grab you a sip of coffee, and keep them eyes on the road this morning. We will be here to keep you updated on the ride into work or school or wherever you're headed. Trenum State was going to be holding late registration for spring semester 2020 on January 6th and 7th. That's in the auditorium at its Patterson location. Classes begin January 8th at Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
638.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump pushing back against impeachment at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Any Democrat that votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career.
The House Judiciary Committee meets this evening to debate and possibly amend two articles of impeachment.
Those two articles include abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, tied to allegations the president withheld security aid to Ukraine in an attempt to force politically motivated investigations. The sessions considering impeachment will continue tomorrow morning and could conclude with a vote to set up a full House vote on impeachment within days.
This is Jared Halpin on Capitol Hill. The Pentagon's ordered a review of vetting procedures for international military trainees. A Saudi pilot shot and killed three American sailors at a base in Pensacola, Florida last Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
It's showtime.
All right, we're getting ready to hook up with our, well, to join.
Yeah, that sounds wrong.
Well, it also sounds like fun. The cast of Rising on the Alabama News Network, CBS 8, ABC 32. For those of you who have your remotes or TV remotes handy, you should see how festive Rich looks today.
Oh, I'm taking a cue from this is what you wore. Well, you not exactly, but this is the color you wore yesterday.
I've got red and Christmas green in this shirt.
I noticed that.
You didn't wear that yesterday.
I wore that.
You wore the red sweater yesterday?
Didn't I?
Yeah.
No, he wore it at the parade.
Oh, gosh, it was a dream.
I'll wear mine tomorrow.
It was a dream.
We should alternate every other day.
I thought you have worn it,
though. I do.
Oh, I'm sure he has. He didn't wear it yesterday. It was a little warm for maybe in the afternoon. I didn't see in the afternoon.
Well.
Does that sound like Tusk?
No. No. I wish it did.
I don't know if we have enough for animal stories today. I hate to tell you.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
There's probably one Christmas movie that's your personal favorite, or in Andrew James' case, no movie at all. But there's more of an objective take on it.
Yeah, a scientific study looked at 20 different factors, and it determined that Home Alone is the ultimate Christmas movie. Elf is second, followed by Love Actually. And Love if you're Actually. Someone who insists that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, it barely missed the top 11, or top 10, rather. It is number 11.
I've only seen two of those movies.
Really?
Shocking. I know. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1.
Wait, which two? Guys. Which two?
Well, I don't know if Die Hard counts, so I've seen that one out of the top 11. Uh-huh. And Home Alone, of course. Yeah. I've started Elf, so 2.5. I've never finished it.
You've got to watch Love Actually.
No one could ever say anything about me in my movies if you've never even watched Elf.
I have. I've watched it before. I said I've never finished it. I just don't remember the ending. How about that? I really tried several times.
Tell him again, Jay.
You've got to watch Love Actually. You really have to watch Love Actually.
It is so good. It is so good. Number three on the list.
Andrew, have you never seen... it's a movie, I know. You've never seen it?
Isn't that a Which chick one? Flick?
Love Actually. Anybody?
You and the wife should watch it.
Oh, it's a warm Christmas season.
Do you recommend...
for an excuse to watch a movie. So,
yeah. Do you recommend wine and candles and, you know...
No.
It's funny in spots. Okay. It's warm in other spots.
It's just genuinely
multiple stories.
Good
it's a great movie.
Yeah, the problem here is you can't overthink these movies. So Home Alone is number one.
Yeah.
And I have on DVR just the scene where Joe Pesci and the other guy try to break into the house because the pratfalls are so funny. But think about it. Any mother that left a child unattended at home, child services would be at the door asking questions.
They wrestled with that when John Hughes wrote it.
So you can't overthink it.
I actually liked, I think, Home Alone 2 in New York City.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I think Christmas Vacation belongs a little higher up. But there again, you can't overthink them. Clark Griswold is trying to do what every dad, including this one, likes to do, and that's give
the family the perfect Christmas. Yeah, sure.
And sometimes, no matter how hard you try, in fact, the best Christmas in my life just happened. It wasn't something that was specifically planned. It just sort of worked out to be that memorable.
Hmm.
I'm not an Elf. I'm not a Will Ferrell fan.
No, I watched
Elf
that.
Elf I can do without. Elf.
If you like a 45-year-old man in tights and acting like a child, that's great. Not me.
And I think that's why I couldn't finish the movie.
Right.
You're just looking for an excuse.
That's it. We are one. That's the reason. I was trying to articulate. That's the reason why I couldn't.
Now, why isn't It's a Wonderful Life on this list? I'd like to know.
Well, that's a good point. But then again, if you look at their criteria,
a few of them is the Grinch on this list as well.
The Jim Carrey Grinch is number four.
And I actually like Jim Carrey as the Grinch. And I'm not a Jim Carrey fan, but I love him as the Grinch. What else is on here?
Well, can you guys give us the top 10? Like I said, we only have highlights.
Hey, I can count them down for you.
All right,
how about
that? 10 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Polar Express is 9. Number 8 is Gremlins. Number 7 is Arthur's Christmas. Number 6 is The Night Before Christmas. And
Number 5
is Santa Claus with Tim Allen. No, I don't think so.
Number 4.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
Number 3.
Love Actually.
Number 2.
Elf.
And number 1.
Home Alone.
Didn't that sound big and impressive?
Yes, it
did. I like that often. A lot. We did that. We had that capability.
Actually, I saw The Santa Claus with Tim Allen for the first time last year, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Not bad. I don't know if it'll be
better for us. How Santa does
love
it.
That
like,
movie growing up. We would watch it over and over. Probably a reason that
that's,
I'm a little
there we
tired
go. We've gotten
it.
To the root of why you don't want to watch Christmas movies, because you watch the same one over,
over and over. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What about Charlie Brown Christmas? Is that a tradition with you guys? Do you have to watch Charlie Brown Christmas? Or have you ever seen it?
No.
I'm not.
I used to have to watch Rudolph and Frosty. Like, I
had to?
When they would come on CBS
right.
or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, gotcha. It was just a Christmas tradition.
Sure. Yeah. If you're not afraid to go back to movies that were made before you were born, there's a good one that runs on Turner. You are?
Just kidding.
It's called The Shop Around the Corner, and it's got Jimmy Stewart in it. He's a great Christmas movie. And it's one of those, it's like A Wonderful Life in that it's better in black and white, but it does have a very nice Christmas story.
Producer said rap, and I don't think he means gifts.
Oh, already?
Okay, quick question, though. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
Yes.
I don't, no.
Die Hard 2, not 1. Hard 2.
No.
Yes, no.
That's
because there's. We've answered that question. Yeah, that is all the time we got this morning. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great one.
All right, see you.
You too.
If you want to hear more, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1.
Are there movies that are more Christmassy than Die Hard? Yes. But Die Hard is a movie that takes place during Christmas.
Do all of them do that? I mean,
do all diehards?
One and two do, but I know.
No, three takes place during the summer.
If Psycho happened during Christmas, would we consider that a Christmas movie?
Let's try it.
We're not ordinary people.
Oh, there it is.
See?
Christmas classic.
Kind of works.
Santa did it.
There's plenty. By the way, there are plenty of horror Christmas movies, you know?
Yep. Isn't it?
Well, Nightmare Before Christmas is not really a horror movie.
That's really a Halloween movie.
There's, I think it's called Black Christmas. Yep. I mean, there's if you go like to Amazon Prime and you look in their little movie list and type in horror Christmas or something, it'll bring up a bunch of stuff. It's all crap, but there is a market, I guess, for the horror Christmas stories. But yeah, so.
Well,
and the red is not Santa's suit.
Right.
It's blood.
That's right.
6:47, we have a few items in the Cheap and Trashy. That's coming up first to break.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. 4 styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS, they don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, 'cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home Santa with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts up on my list, shipped UPS overnight.
It is 6:49 on this talk then.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the long-anticipated worst movies of the decade list is out. You guys want to take a shot at what movie in the last 10 years was?
Oh, man. I can't. I don't know.
Worst movie of the decade.
Hopefully I didn't have to sit through it.
How is it within the last 5 years, or was it in the first 5 years?
Decade.
I'm just saying.
The first five.
It was in the first 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In fact, the subject matter was kind of a trendy thing in those days.
I can't. I have no clue.
Let me see if I still have this in the system here, because it always makes me laugh.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Wasn't that movie. That was from Lincoln, but...
I was going to say, it wasn't Lincoln, was it?
Let's count down to your top 10 again. We've been having fun with that this morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, at number 10, Valentine's Day. Or Valentine's Day, as John Madden calls it. This Means War from 2012 was number 9.
No, don't know it.
Movie 43 from 2013
was
8.
That was the sequel to 42. Yeah.
The Last Airbender, 2010 film, was number 7. Don't number 6 it. Was the Human Centipede trilogy.
Never heard of it.
Number 5.
The entire 50 Shades trilogy.
Oh, you're kidding.
Put it on there.
You're Gray kidding. In 2015, Darker in 2017, and Freed last year.
Number
Number 4.
The Emoji Movie.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't see how they could make a whole movie out of emojis.
Number 3.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, wow.
2011.
Forgot that even came out in the decade.
Yeah, I have heard of it.
Number 2.
The collective work of Adam Sandler. Just Go With It, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, The Cobbler, and Pixels from 2015.
That's funny.
The collective work of Adam Sandler.
Number 1.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, it's different.
I enjoyed only, I mean, it was stupid, but it was still, I actually, you know, I guess I went in with really low expectations, and it surprised me, so.
You know, there's a lot of movies that fall into that category that some people absolutely love that, you know, end up on these lists. It was awful.
Did you see the Netflix announcement yesterday on the number of views on Irishman?
26 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if that had been 26 million people spending $10 at the theater,
wow,
that would have been 260 million in box office, right?
Which would have been a bit of a profit for them. I think the movie cost $150 million.
I forgot. I had that figure somewhere here.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, isn't he the one that messed up the Oscars a few years ago with that confusion over somebody or said something that was...
Plus, he was in the accident.
No, he had an... there were a couple of things. He was in an accident, yes. Yeah. Then there was some... He was picked to be a host for, I think, the Oscars, And, of course, they found some old tweets of his.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't goose step to the what they described as old homophobic tweets. But he says he'd be willing to try this year. Man, this guy, Juice WRLD.
Yeah, will they find out more stuff?
He was... This is a 21-year-old kid that's got a lot going on, making a ton of money, and his plane was packed with Xanax, ecstasy, morphine, coke, prescription cough syrup. They believe it was a mixture of that and Percocet that...
did him in with the seizure. Yeah.
William Shatner is going where he's gone twice before. Divorce.
Fascinating.
This is his fourth marriage. His third wife died. He's in his 80s, right?
He's in his maybe later 80s.
William
Shatner.
Yeah. The Shat.
He's at least 85-ish.
85-ish, let's see. We're going to scroll down here and give you... In March of this coming year, he will be 89.
89.
Wow.
He's really aging well. Didn't one wife end up at the bottom of a swimming pool?
Pool, yeah, but that was... she just died, I guess. Or drowned.
I got you.
I don't know if she was drinking or drowned. I don't remember the specifics on that. Major League Baseball is going to stop testing minor leaguers for marijuana.
Really? Well, okay.
The question is, most of them don't make much money. Where do they get the money to buy it?
I mean, any college student will tell you that they...
There's ways.
There's ways.
ESPN came up with a list of the 150 greatest college football coaches. We'll check that out a little bit later during Rich's Sports. I am taking a gift down to South Florida that I picked up at Brian Jewelry. I mentioned this before a year ago. It was a really tough time for all of us because Janelle was going through the end of her marriage. And, man, it was a completely numb Christmas for everybody. But we had one, and we did the best we could. This year it'll be better. And one of the things we did this year was get with Brian Jewelry and turn some of the old unhappy wedding jewelry into some brand new things that she absolutely loves, making bad memories into good ones. One of them was a rope necklace with some stones, some turquoise, really pretty. I found out from Lynn Bryan, though, that there were earrings that match. I don't know if Janelle didn't see them on the website. That's where she picked everything out and loves it. We got quite a bit, actually, for what we traded in. And so those earrings are going down with me to Florida, and I'm going to tape that magic moment because I really have not bought stuff like that for her in the past very often, mm-hmm. unless I knew she wanted it.
Right.
I got to believe that she loves the necklace, she'll love the earrings. Brian Jewelry, 2 weeks till Christmas. Get over there and get that special person taken care of. If you're shopping for a friend, a boss, or somebody who loves the greatest rivalry in sports, they have an amazing selection, including earrings, pendants, things for charm bracelets, money clips, all kinds of beautiful merchandise for both Alabama and Auburn. Separate showcases, of course. They're not allowed to mingle. Right inside the door, Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Shop at brianjewelry.com like Janelle did. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. 656.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're looking pretty good this morning. We've got no accidents anywhere. I-65 and 85 are busy, but they are moving smoothly through the interchange downtown. Boulevard is building a good bit. Got more cars on it. We're seeing more and more cars on 31 out of Prattville, 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331. Got some congestion on the East-South Boulevard. And also from 331, Norman Bridge Road inbound to downtown. Drive carefully this morning wherever you are. It is busy out there, but again, we have no accidents at this time. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhart Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, kids! Let's learn about pictures with Santa! Hey, there's Santa Claus sitting at the mall. Let's sit on his lap. Looks like a giant furry monster. You scream for your dad. He says, suck it up or you'll get nothing under the tree. But for you, this trauma means decades of therapy. So after all of that talk about stranger danger, it's like, here, kid, go sit on that fat guy's lap so Grandma can have a picture. Barney loves you.
Were you okay with going to Santa when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I didn't.